Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. BBD solo Ab Feo, you're drafting today, man. Yankees looking to finish off the two-game sweep of the Pirates tonight. Judge is going for 61. If there was ever a time to use SeatGeek and go to this game, using code pregame for $20 off your first order, it's right now. You gotta try to get to a game this week if you are in the New York area. It's the penultimate homestand of the year anyway. Not much more time to see the 2022 Yankees in the regular season. Jimmy and Jake, of course, have the Watchin' Yank stream on. Yes. So they will not be using SeatGeek. They will not be finding green bubbles to indicate a good deal, red bubbles to indicate a less than ideal deal. I will be at the game tomorrow. I will be at the game Saturday. So, like, Judge, like, one homer or less tonight, dog. And then we're good. Like, go for it. Code pregame for $20 off your first order. Yankees are running the same lineup as last night. This is the same lineup. Judge is in right field leading off. Anthony Rizzo will bat second and play first base. Gleyber Torres will bat third, play second. Josh Donaldson will play third, bat fourth. Giancarlo Stanton is DHing, batting fifth. Oswaldo Cabrera is the left fielder. He bats sixth. Harrison Bader's in center field batting seventh. IKF is at the shortstop, and Jose Trevino is catching, batting ninth. Luis Severino on the hill. He's activated. Miguel Andujar sent down. Some chatter in the office about when what the moves will be for other guys that are going to come back. It sounds like potentially Efros. They say Efros is coming back tomorrow? Yeah. Plan is for Scott Efros to be activated from the injured list tomorrow. Who would go down for him? I think Weissert would go down. Don't know where they're at as far as number of pitchers, but I'm assuming they can't do a pitcher for a position player. So I would assume Weissert just feels like the odd man out unless an injury happens. Excited for the F-Dog. He's good. Other guys that could come back, it sounds like DJ will return at some point. They're going to try to get him as close to 100% as they can. My guess is when the time comes for that, either Marwin goes on the IL because he got hit in the face, or they send Oswald Peraza down. I was about to say Oswald down, which sounds like Oswaldo, who's another guy on the team. They've got two Oswalds. It's confusing. Oswaldo Cabrera ain't going anywhere. He might be the left fielder in the playoffs. I think this like is the playoff lineup unless DJ's like hot and another injury happens. Like this feels right. Like I guess if Bader can play, he will play. Carpenter, I have no idea what to do with any of that. I can't account for it yet. No updates on him as far as I know. Stanton breaks out last night. Judge hits his 60th homer. So the records in reach, the AL record. On the pregame show, we will discuss the lineup. Just kind of did. Go over what we're watching for pitching path to victory. We will do the homer draft, the over-unders. I will give a premonition. Nailed it yesterday. And then I will stand up, if you don't mind. Yeah. Totally cool with the lineup. Judge leadoff, I might like in general, unless DJ is back in himself. And I guess if Benny plays, you could talk me into that, but get Judge as many at-bats as you can in a playoff game. Like Glaber and Donaldson 3-4 feeling like the right move is awesome. I guess if Stanton gets right, get him to 4 and drop JD, but no, this is at least like the guys, I think. Man, Carpenter being back would be cool. Can't. What I'm watching for, I mean, everyone's watching for the Judge homers. They got to win yesterday. Like, Judge homer is what everyone wants to see. It's just being honest about it. As well, Oswaldo Cabrera in left field made one nice play out there yesterday. Would like to see more. Yeah, Bader, like to see him running around. Had a nice debut for himself. Keep that going. Great base running. Wish someone called that. All right. Let's move on to the pitching path to victory. Luis Severino pitching tonight through in the 50s down in his last minor league rehab assignment. So let's assume he's on like a 65 to 70 pitch limit. So pencil him in. Let's call that. Let's be optimistic and say that gets us to 6. Lewise got through 34 pitches yesterday. Think he's kind of got to be out. Trevino had a bad time. Chapman might be. I think Chapman's the 9th inning today. Which, the ups and downs of Aroldis Chapman this year. Whew. So working backwards, we have to fill the 7th and 8th. If they're sending Weissert, if I believe they're sending Weissert down for Efros, I think they're going to get him involved in this game because that's how the Yankees tend to work. So I think Weissert, let's say he finishes the 6th inning for Seve, so I can stop thinking about it. Chapman gets the 9th. Wandy for the 8th. He's thrown 12 pitches across 2 games since Friday. So I'll pencil him into the 8th. Well, I care, you know, that's fine by me. I wouldn't mind getting Trevino back out there. Get Trevino back out there, Marinaccio and Wandy available to clean up after him. And you figure it out. Only guy who I think is straight up not around is Johnny, 34 pitches yesterday. Score runs. Have fun. Who are the Pirates running out there? Oh, Roansy Contreras, old friend. They are leading off with O'Neill Cruz. Brian Reynolds bats second. Rodolfo Castro bats third. Ben Camel, cleanup hitter. Man. Ke'Bryan Hayes, 5th. Cal Mitchell, 6th. Jack Sawinski, 7th. Zach Collins at first base bat in 8th. And Jason DeLay bats 9th. That's your Pirates lineup. Woo! O'Neill Cruz is cool. Enjoy watching him. I'm really excited to see Seve. Like, it can unlock a lot with this season. Judge currently has the Triple Crown. Saw that mentioned in the chat. Yeah. Keep going, dude. Like, it's... If he gets a triple crown, it's like the coolest thing ever. He's already gotten to 60. It's so cool. So cool. Let's move on to the Homer draft. Last night, I had Aaron Judge. That turned out to be a good pick. That was a good pick. And I had Josh Donaldson. Jake selected Rizzo and IKF. Fail. After you in the chat discuss your first pick, I'm going to go ahead and assume you guys will take Aaron Judge with your second. So whatever the first name Fayo puts in the chat, I will then make my two picks, and you will. In I will give you guys Aaron Judge on the back end. So, I know Elvis thinks Glaber's going deep. Jesus, Judge, you've already got Judge. Any updates on Benny? I haven't personally seen anything. So, I want Stanton. I want Stanton. Big G. Torres. Rizzo. Rizzo unavailable to you guys. Clearly Bader. Donaldson. Giancarlo. Judge and Trevi. Bader. Stanton. Feel JD bombed today. Fayo picks Glaber. Glaber. Oh, my God. Type better. You guys can't even see how I'm typing. The way that all just went down. I will take Rizzo. And as much as I would like to take, there's a part of me that should just take Stanton, but I will, I want to see Bader do it. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Bader. I'm taking Bader. Too much fun. So, I have Anthony Rizzo, Harrison Bader. You, the chat, have Glaber and Judge. That will bring us to we just did the Homer draft. SeatGeek code pregame. Brings us to the over-under. Heading over to see what the line is today. Sevy and the pen. Yeah, we're in a weird spot. The line is 8. Flat again. How about that? Loss on the under. 2 days in a row. I'd like to think the offense is broken out. So I will roll with the over. You, the chat, will also get a selection. So whatever Fayo throws out there on behalf of you guys, he will take in your input in the live chat. Austin's got the over. Ben's got the over. Fayo, over, definitely. Sounds like we might be losing. Premonitions. Whew. What are we seeing? Man. Had the premonition of all premonitions yesterday. I don't think that's even true. But I was really happy with my premonition yesterday. Think I saw a Rizzo foul homer. I saw it. I don't know. I saw a Rizzo foul homer. I'm trying to see something more fun. Like I don't want to go back to the Bader well. I don't know if I'm premonitioning this or trying to just that's the word for speaking it into existence. I don't know if I'm just trying to speak it into existence, but like I have Bader making a plus defensive play, whether that's just being rangy or whatever, but I think I'm just trying to force that. I think my genuine premonition is a Rizzo foul homer. But I'm seeing some Trevi back picks. Sevy with a nice play on defense. A Sevy roar. Bader throwing a guy out. Manifest. Thank you, Fayo. I think I'm trying to manifest a Bader highlight play. Thank you for that. Cabrera with a sick slide. I like that. Ooh. Ooh. IKF error. That's just to be expected, man. Trevi, nice defensive play. I saw someone with a sick throw out. Yeah. Judge is going for 61 tonight. Wild. And we're dealing with fake numbers here. He leads the league in all the triple slashes. It's insane. It is insane. What's happening? Like, historic. It's historic. Everyone enjoy that. If you're watching at home and not going to the game, you have access. Check out the Altcast on the Yes app. Jimmy and Jake over there. Talking Yanks recap pod. That will go live shortly after the game. Can't promise an exact amount. We go live as soon as we can after the game. We're trying our best. And yeah, see you guys later. Much love. Enjoy the Yankees. Go the Yankees. Win the game. Judge hit one home run. Baseball.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.